One of the big questions about the North Carolina DOT's I-77 toll lane project north of Charlotte is how much will the tolls cost? WFAE's David Borax says expect an answer in 2 weeks at a public hearing on the rates.
Ever since officials first talked about toll lanes on I-77, North Mecklenburg commuters have wondered how much they'll have to pay. Now, with the lane scheduled to open by year's end, a public hearing on the rates is planned for Thursday, September 13th in Huntersville. It's a requirement of NCDOT's contract with I-77 Mobility Partners, a subsidiary of Spanish construction giant Cintra. The meeting will include a presentation on how the tolls work and the initial toll rates. Then citizens will have a chance to speak. Critics like Kirk Noss of the anti-toll group Widen I-77 aren't expecting much.
I don't know how terribly newsworthy it's going to be. It's here's what we're going to set the toll rates, and that's what you're going to live with. So that's what this is an exercise in.
I-77 Mobility Partners has agreed to keep tolls fixed for the first 6 months. After that, they'll vary according to the amount of traffic in the express lanes, and there's no ceiling. A preliminary study in 2012 projected tolls of $9 to $11 for the whole 26 miles at peak times, less for a shorter commute. NCDOT has pledged to negotiate discounts for frequent users, but there's no word yet on whether that will happen and how much it might be. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.